What we're going to do first is we're going to have three different main parts of our service, and all three of them help point us to the gospel. The first piece is parenting. Parenting is going to point away from itself to the gospel. Baptism. Baptism is going to point away from itself to the gospel. And we even want our church membership, when people formally want to become members of this church, we even want that to point away from itself to the gospel. So, three different visions and looks at the gospel this morning. Let's start with parenting. We're going to have parent dedication this morning. It's been a while since we've done a parent dedication. I think the last time we did it was over at Gethsemane, when we met at Gethsemane Lutheran Church a couple years ago. What is parent dedication in our eyes? Well, let me tell you what it's not. Parent dedication is not child dedication. It's not baby dedication. This, instead, is a dedication of parenting. Parent dedication, it's an opportunity for parents to of Grace Bible Church to publicly express their desire to bring their parenting under and in the biblical vision of God and the gospel purpose of Jesus Christ that we have as a church. And so that means I need to explain that to you just a little bit. If you'll take a look at your bulletin, it's on the front of it every week. At the top of your bulletin on the front side, it says Grace Bible Church, and then right underneath it, it says this: a biblical vision of God leads us to the gospel purpose of Jesus Christ. Well, what do we mean by a biblical vision of God? What we mean is that the Bible reveals something and we want to put our sights on it. Whatever it is that the Bible reveals, we want it in our vision. That's our vision. We want to set our sights on a biblical vision. And what does the Bible put in our sights? We have a triad that we use to help explain it. First and foremost, from front to back, the Bible reveals the glory of God. That God is a glorious being. That God is a glorious being, that he has glory means that he is weighty, that he is impressive, that he is radiant and has splendor coming forth from him. He is revealed that way, as I said, from front to back. God's glory in the Bible, then, is inseparably tied to the death of his son, Jesus Christ. God's weightiness, God's impressiveness, his splendor is on full display at his son's cross when his son was crucified 2,000 years ago. They're inseparable. The Bible also puts our sights on the transformation of life that the Holy Spirit brings. So there's the three triads: the glory of God, the cross of Jesus Christ, and the transformation of life that the Holy Spirit brings. When the death of Jesus at the cross 2,000 years ago is taken by the Holy Spirit and applied to the life of the sinner that God is saving, everything changes. Everything changes. When the Spirit applies the work of Christ at the cross to a sinner, that sinner does not continue to be exactly the same as they were. Everything has changed in that life. So what does the Bible reveal that we want to put our sights on? It's the glory of God in the cross of Jesus Christ for the transformation of life that the Spirit brings. That's a way of summarizing what the Bible reveals. But that is powerful, and it does not lead us to just sit in a chair and do nothing. It leads us to be very active. That leads us to the gospel purpose of Jesus. That's the second part. We labor as the body of Christ in the gospel mission of Jesus Christ. And we try to summarize what our gospel labor looks like with a triad. So we had a triad in the biblical vision: the glory of God, the cross of Jesus, and transformation of life by the Spirit. There's a triad in the gospel purpose. It's drawing in, it's building up, and it's sending out. The gospel leads us to do this. We proclaim and we preach the gospel. You share the gospel wherever you live, and that's what God uses by his Spirit to draw sinners to himself. Jesus said, "If I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." That's what we do. We lift him up in the preaching of the gospel, and God works through the Spirit to draw in sinners. That's what we mean by drawing in. It's gospel drawing in. Once we are drawn in by faith to Jesus Christ, we then are all about building each other up with the gospel in the gospel. We continue to proclaim the gospel to one another and its effects on us. The implications of the gospel are powerful on how we live on a daily basis. So we are drawn in by the gospel. We build up one another in the gospel. And that is all so that we might run into the world and live as sent ones with the gospel. We are sent out for the gospel, to proclaim the gospel, so that more and more and more sinners can hear this good news and repent and believe in Jesus Christ. And you say at this point, I thought this was about parenting. Exactly. What is outside of that in our lives in Christ? Nothing. What these parents are saying is they want to bring their parenting. They're trying to discipline their minds, become self-controlled in this, that they would bring their parenting under this and into it. When God saves us, and maybe he saved you when you were single, it was easy for you to think about, man, I just want to live for Jesus. I'm just going to be all about it. And then you went and got married. Listen, God didn't create marriage as a distraction from his gospel purpose. Marriage is an excellent tool to reflect the gospel, and it's a platform to preach the gospel. Well, then later when you have kids as a Christian, God doesn't give you children to distract you from the gospel mission. Your family and your children are a platform for the gospel. First and foremost, for the parents to bring their gospel to these little ones because they need a Savior. But also that you would position your family and you would run your family in such a way in the gospel that the gospel would be able to expand beyond your family, that God would even use your family as a platform for the gospel. So, in standing before you today, these parents that I'm going to call up, they're publicly dedicating their parenting to the gospel, under the gospel, and they're asking from you, the church body, really a few things. They're asking for accountability. Help them to remember this, because we all forget that we're in a gospel mission, don't we? Help them to remember. Encourage them. They're asking for help from you. Some of you have been down the road of parenting, and you've seen what they've seen already, and they can help you. You can help these young parents with the practicals of how to parent in a way that's effective for Christ in the gospel. So their desire is to come before you and say, we're dedicating our parenting to the gospel. And they want you, as they dedicate, to say, I hear you on that, and I'm with you as a church body.